Listen, this is educational stuff right here, man. Five reasons sex on a first date is a bad idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
Sex clouds judgment.
Of course.
It says, let's be honest, sex makes you fall in love. You think it's love, but it's lust.
Yeah. Especially if you got that monster.
Yeah.
I mean.
Who, you?
No, I'm saying if he's got
that. Yeah, if he's with a monster, yeah, that could be.
Yeah, if he's, yeah.
But you could flip that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have that itty bitty bitty.
No, I'm just saying, if that's clouding your judgment, get it out of the way so you can think clearly.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
No.
That's right. Good point, too.
Yeah.
The other thing, number four, waiting gives you self-confidence and self-esteem.
Sure does.
Men and women are strong enough to hold out and wait for the right time to go to bed with someone.
That's right.
Are exhibiting more self-control, and they're thinking clearly and objectively.
That's right.
And they have a certain self-assurance.
You do, because you're like, it's not a listen. I don't care if
you're
we have sex or not.
Pressed and thirsty.
No,
yes,
that's not true.
You're exactly right.
If you don't do nothing, they're going to be like, what's wrong?
Yeah, you could actually hurt my self-esteem here. You have me thinking there's something wrong with me.
Exactly.
Britt, you're like 20-something.
I'm 22.
You're 22. You might want to just like turn your mic off. You
don't know. I'm going to sit out.
What kind of advice are you giving? Ain't nobody listening. You're not credible.
Not at all. Okay. Not
she's
at all.
An experienced 22
I am not credible at all in this subject, so
and
I'm
your
just going to
mom might
away.
Be listening. Okay?
I'm not experienced.
You're still
at
young
all.
Enough for your mom to trip.
Yeah.
Okay?
You are.
My daughter. I didn't know she was a whore.
She just got out of college. Oh, my God.
My God. What was she doing while she was there?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Good answer.
All right, number three. What if it doesn't work out? Let's say you sleep with someone on a first date, then you don't hear from them. You're going to trip and you're going to feel like crap.
And then I feel like you wasted, like, I don't like to waste my body. I feel like I wasted on your ass.
I don't like to waste my time. What if we wait and then we're not even sexually compatible?
Is that worth your
time? And we wasted all of that.
Time. You went on a date.
On.
You were
time
friends. You spent time together as companions.
Let's get right to it.
That's
we
not
may
a
not
waste.
Be compatible.
Oh, God.
Yeah, find out.
Let's find out.
Exactly.
Do you have to only be compatible in
great
bed?
Point,
before
Sue.
We waste this time.
Great
oh, my
point,
gosh.
Sue.
You're so dumb.
Again, you're
actually,
on
you're
point.
More yes, compatible sir. When you know somebody better because you know what they like in bed. So there. Go on, Russ.
It's absence of love, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
It's absence. Absence of love.
All right.
Somebody that's good. Tripping.
Number two, waiting is great foreplay.
It is.
Or do you want to call it teasing, Sue?
Teasing. Come on.
Teasing is the best. Who cares?
You're going to force me to do something with somebody else I don't want to do.
Yeah, I'm going to send you pictures of me in a bikini. I'm going to make you wait on it.
They're saying having sex on a first date is like having dessert before dinner.
It's true.
How can you enjoy your delicious appetizers, salad, and steak if you've already had a top chocolate chip cheesecake?
That's right. Although that's not a good analogy because I like dessert before dinner. But in this case, what do you have to look forward to?
Definitely you not sending a picture.
Yeah,
what am I going to do with that?
Look at me twerking.
That'll lead to action.
Here's me on Vine twerking, honey. Do you want it?
We've all had candy before dinner. Come on.
No. And it ruins your appetite.
No.
It gets your palate ready.
I'm still eating.
The number one reason sex on a first date is a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
It's always first off, having sex for the first time is awkward anyway with
first
anybody.
Of all, you're trying to get used to everybody like, wow, I didn't know you had that underneath that shirt.
Yeah, just imagine you don't even know them at all. This is the first time you've ever been on a date
it's
with
the
them.
Wrong A word. It's awesome.
I'm sorry, is that going to clear up?
Yeah, right?
Listen.
So those weren't really your breasts. I was like, oh, you had a padded bra.
Oh, okay.
All that. You don't know nothing.
I didn't really necessarily eat large breasts anyway. I mean,
You throw the dog in the pool and you let him go for it, okay?
Right.
He's going to swim.
No.
You gotta figure it out.
Get it where the goats can get it, right?
Hey, come on.
But you were talking all that mess at dinner and we're done? It can ruin it for you guys.
But it's awkward. But it's just awkward because
you don't know them.
You're wondering and you don't want to ask them, is this okay? Is this feeling?
Yeah, you can't.
Not unless you like Super King where everything's a theatrical show.
Yeah.
And it's like, ain't it good? Ain't I good? What's my name? Who's your daddy?
Yes. Lame.
Lame. Who does all that lame
thirsty
1990s stuff?
Nobody want that.
Who's your daddy?
Say my name. Say my name.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dippy in? Says who lets the dog? Super can. Who let the dogs out? Is that one of your?
That's all.
Who let the dogs out? Damn.
That's pretty sexy.
I got that woo woo woo.
Right. Oh, there goes your panties. All right.